MTD Radio News, I'm Joe Miller. A fatal car accident left the main road in Artesia closed yesterday as New Mexico State Police investigated the incident. The Eddy County Sheriff's Office reports the single vehicle crash was near 26 and Compress Streets in Artesia, that the office's traffic unit was assisting with traffic control and investigating the cause of that accident. 26th Street was closed between Compress and the Artesia city limits. The road stretches north to south and connects the east to west Highway 82 with Highway 285 on the northern edge of Artesia, past the Artesia Country Club on the way out of town. Again, police and fire continue this investigation. Rust armorer Hannah Gutierrez was processed by the New Mexico Corrections Department yesterday morning. Department released Gutierrez's latest mugshot, which showed she's being incarcerated at the Western New Mexico Correctional Facility in the city of Grants. The judge sentenced Gutierrez to 18 months in prison April 15 after she was found guilty of involuntary manslaughter in the death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins. Gutierrez is required to serve at least 85% of her sentence. Actor Alec Baldwin also facing involuntary manslaughter for the deadly shooting of Hutchins during a rehearsal at a movie set ranch near Santa Fe in October 2021. Making sure students are in the classroom where they can learn is an ongoing battle parents and school officials fight every day. And in some cases, it's an uphill battle. In Hobbs, for example, students miss an average of 17 days per year, with 10,650 students reported in the school year last year, for which data is available from the New Mexico Public Education Department. The overall absentee rate was over 36%. School districts across the state on a regular basis report the number of students missing school to PED, which tracks and ranks districts annually. And that's what's happening. I'm Jill Miller, MTD Radio News.